Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-23-006 regarding Robert Judlum. The time is now 9:04 on Monday, June 12, 2023. My name is Brandon Eden, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title and their purpose. And I'm going to start in-house.
Good morning. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am board staff.
Good morning. I'm Kurt Winter, Deputy Director of BTR.
Good morning. Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as board counsel.
Chantel Cornett, public member.
Good morning. I'm Bruce Labelle, certified home inspector and EAC member in the state of Arizona.
Anthony Cucci, certified inspector, EAC member, state of Arizona.
Edward Padilla, EAC member, home inspector in Payson, Arizona.
Thank you, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining and your participation. A few reminders. Ms. Smith, I'm so sorry. Could you please introduce yourself? Is she muted?
You'll need to unmute yourself.
*6 on the phone.
Ms. Smith, if you would hit *6 on your telephone, it should unmute you.
There you go, you're unmuted now.
Okay, I'm Teresa Smith. I'm the one who started the investigation.
Thank you so much for being here.
For the record,
I did call respondent and he did not answer. A few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC Enforcement Advisory Committee is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on September 15th, 2022, related to a home inspection in Apache Junction on or about January 5th, 2021. The Enforcement Advisory Committee will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleged. For the record, I will call each committee member's name and please signify yes or no. And I'm going to start in-house. Ms. Cornett?
Yes.
Mr. LaBelle?
Yes.
Mr. Cucci?
Yes.
Mr. Padilla?
Yes.
Thank you all. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, then witnesses. During the interview or respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item, will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been conducted. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. So I do want to let you know the respondent was noticed via mail, email, and by the telephone, and he never responded. So the only person we will have with us this morning will be the alleger. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion.
Bruce LaBelle, I move that we move into executive session.
Chantel Cornett, second.
Thank you. At this time, I'm going to ask you, Ms. Cornett, to vote to move into executive session. I'm sorry. I call them all individually?
You can if you want.
Yes, so I'll.
Yes, I'll move to move into executive session.
Mr. LaBelle?
I do move to.
Mr. Cucci? Yes, to move into.
Sorry, I'm having microphone issues.
That's okay. Mr. Padilla? Yes, to move into. All right, thank you. We have, at this time, we have entered into executive session. The time is now 9:11.